The higher the matter density, the faster the expansion of the universe. So the expansion rate in the past would have been much greater if the missing mass is ordinary matter rather than an effect of a cosmological constant. Another hint that points more specifically toward a positive total cosmological constant comes from a long-standing problem with the age of the universe. In conventional cosmological theories, we can use the observed expansion rate of the universe to infer that the universe is about 7 to 12 billion years old. But the ages of the globular clusters of stars within our own galaxy are usually estimated to be about 12 to 15 billion years. We are confronted with the prospect of a universe younger than the globular clusters it contains. To avoid this paradox, we would have to adopt the lowest estimated ages of the globular clusters and the highest estimates for the age of the universe. On the other hand, as we have seen, the introduction of a positive cosmological constant in place of dark matter would have the effect of decreasing our estimate of the rate of expansion of the universe in the past, and hence of increasing the age of the universe that we would infer from any given present rate of expansion. For instance, if the cosmological constant contributes 90% of the cosmic mass density, then even for the highest estimates of the present rate of expansion of the universe, the age of the universe would be 11 billion years, rather than only 7 billion years, so that any serious discrepancy with the globular cluster ages would be removed. A positive cosmological constant that provides 80 to 90% of the present cosmic mass density is well within the limits that would allow for the existence of life. We know that quasars, and presumably also galaxies, were already condensing out of the Big Bang so early that the universe was then only 1/6 as large as it is now, because we see light from quasars whose wavelength has increased, i.e. red-shifted, sixfold. At that time, the real mass density of the universe was 6 cubed, or about 200 times larger than it is now, so a cosmological constant corresponding to a mass density that is only 5 to 10 times larger than the present mass density could have had no significant effect on the formulation of galaxies then, though it would have prevented a more recent formulation of galaxies. A cosmological constant that provides a mass density 5 to 10 times larger than the present cosmic density of matter is thus, very roughly, what we would expect on anthropic grounds. Fortunately, this is a question that, unlike many of the others discussed in this chapter, may be settled before long by astronomical observation. As we have seen, the expansion rate of the universe in the past would have been much greater if the missing mass is made up of ordinary matter, rather than being due to a cosmological constant.